briefly yesterday. So there are actually many different variations of the tongling or taking and giving meditation. So this is another version of it. This is the version that I do, a little bit simpler. All you need to do is focus on synchronizing with your breath, and the in-breath, as you breathe in, you visualize taking in something negative, unwanted. For example, you can do it in relation to someone else. You can bring to mind someone you know, someone who may be going through a hard time, experiencing some suffering, some unhappiness, and imagine you breathe in that suffering or unhappiness. It's good to give it a form to represent that problems, that the pain or the unhappiness. So usually I suggest people to, it can be a visual image. I always use dark smoke, almost like something toxic, something that best represent how you see that suffering. So dark smoke, toxic fumes. It doesn't have to be visual. It can also be something tactile, maybe a sense of coldness. You feel that that's what is emanating from the person, or that best represents what he or she is going through, or heaviness, or darkness, or whatever. Yeah. So it can be a visual thing, or can be a tactile thing, can be a feeling. And the good thing about using an image or a symbolic image like this is that you don't have to think too much about it. You don't have to think, what does it actually represent? You just work with the image. You just breathe it in along with the breath. Let it flow all the way into your heart, the emotional heart. Let it touch the heart, almost as if in order for you to have compassion for someone, you must be able to feel for them. You must somehow allow your heart to be open, to feel a bit of their pain, to feel a bit of their discomfort, know, so that you can resonate with them, you can empathize with them, and so that you can bring forth within yourself a compassionate response. Okay, that is represented by this wish: may you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And then as you breathe out something positive, something like your own share of happiness, of good fortune, of merit, or some positive karma. Breathe it out again, represented by something, by image like light or nectar, or could be a certain textural experience such as warmth or spaciousness or lightness. Imagine breathing that positive energy into the person, as if you're filling up the person's body and mind, cleansing them of their difficulties, uplifting them. Okay, so it's kind of a little bit like you take in the unwanted, and you give away what is precious and beautiful and healthy. Yeah. And sometimes I also, traditionally they say, you can start tongling with oneself. If it's a bit too challenging to think of taking on another person's share of suffering, then think of taking on your own share of suffering. So you can do it by visualizing yourself in front, especially maybe when you yourself are going through hard times on a bad day. For example, sometimes I ask people if they suffer from anxiety, they have a lot of worries, a lot of anxiety, they can think of themselves in those moments and imagine it in front of them. And since it's your own experience, you can really empathize with yourself in those moments, how difficult those moments can be. And you say, out of compassion for yourself, now it's for yourself, you breathe that those anxious feelings, those worrying thoughts, those very unpleasant experiences, you breathe it out of yourself, like dark fumes, and breathe it into your own heart with the wish that, oh, may I be free from that suffering and the causes of suffering. And then you breathe something bright, wholesome, something nice into yourself. Right? So that is one way to do tongling meditation. Okay? So as usual, when I guide meditation, I always mention that you're most welcome to ignore what I'm saying. I know it's a bit difficult when someone is talking and you're trying to meditate on it. But it's a good challenge, you know. One day will come when all sounds will disappear and you will abide deep within your meditation. Then you are an advanced meditator, right? Don't blame other people if you don't not there, okay? So you just ignore what I'm saying, especially if it doesn't work for you, which quite often is true. If you do feel very sleepy in this session, this is called the sleeping session, right? Yeah, it's not your fault. It's the people who plan the program. They make things difficult for you, right? So if you do feel sleepy, feel free to let yourself go. Have a nice nap, sitting upright, and you're completely gone. And then when by the time the bell goes, you know, you will wake up refreshed for the next round of teaching by Venerable. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, you have legitimate reason to fall asleep. Okay, during this meditation, at any point of time, you will feel very uncomfortable. You don't like what has been triggered within yourself. And sometimes the meditation can be quite powerful. Then you can always take a break. The easiest way to break the flow of the meditation is to open your eyes and look around. See what other people are doing. Singaporean would say being kepo, you know. You can see, well, that person didn't sit very straight. Not good meditator. Yeah. So this will distract your mind away from things that have been triggered within yourself. It kind of bring the meditation back to a level that you feel comfortable with. Okay. So you do need to gauge for yourself, right? So I present my guided meditation usually take place in three steps. First step to do with posture. Second step to invite you to return your attention to your body and mind to help them settle into meditation. And the third step will be the actual meditation of tongling. Right, so let's start. So take a few moments and put your body in a comfortable upright posture. Those of you who are sitting on the floor, try to have a broad, stable base to support your body. Those of you sitting on a chair, it's good to put aside all your things, your bags and everything. Just let your both feet firmly planted on the ground. And then we rest our hands, our arms in whichever way that is most comfortable. Allow our shoulders to be relaxed so you can rest them in your lap, on your knees. But whichever way, you don't need to tense up your shoulders, your arms to hold your arms and hands in some posture. Eyes, you can close them completely if you like, or you can lift them open slightly if you are used to that. And most importantly, see if you can allow your back, your spine to be upright in a natural way. At least not slouching, that compress your chest and prevent you from breathing freely and easily. So see if you can at least allow your chest to be open and the breath can flow easily. So I invite you now, let your body find its way into your posture. And first place your attention on the points of contact between your body and this posture and the chair, the cushion, the points of contact between body and the floor. See if you can become aware of sensations at these points of contact, sensations from beneath you. You may sense that sensations of something solid, firm and stable, sensations of hardness or softness. So all qualities we associate with the earth element, with the ground, and feel that they are here to support your body, to hold it up, keep your body balanced and safe. And as you become aware of this sense of stability and support, you can allow your body plenty of time in its own way to loosen up, to gradually release any unnecessary tightness or tension so that it can find its way to settle down comfortably into your posture. So that's the first step, acquiring a seat, something that is stable and comfortable to support your body in meditation. And now we're going to spend some time just helping our body and mind to shift gears, put aside things that happened just now, or the moving about, walking, the talking, the thinking, and see if we can invite our body and mind to come back to this moment, to settle down, to enter fully into our meditation. So we can make use of our breath to help us. So see if you can notice the sensations of the breath within your body. So breath sensations may occur around the nostrils, where you can feel the air flow in and out. You may become aware of the movements of your chest, a feeling of expansion and contraction. Some of us may actually feel that movement in the abdomen, a movement of rising and falling as you breathe in and out. And if you pay careful attention, you can even notice breath sensations in other parts of your body, like a wave moving through your body, flowing in, flowing out, expanding, contracting, rising and falling. So again and again, see if you can invite your attention to come back to rest on these wave-like sensations of the breath. Don't have to force your attention to stay, and quite often it doesn't stay with the breath, which is perfectly normal. What you can really do is to come back, gently, gracefully, come back, get in touch with the breath and start again. And as you come back to the breath, as you become aware of the breath sensations, see if you can notice your natural out-breath, breathing out. Feel the sense of release that goes along with it. As you release carbon dioxide, as you release the still air in your lungs. See if you can also allow your body to release any unnecessary tightening, contraction, tension. So for example, I like to start with the face. So often we unconsciously tense up our facial muscles. So as you breathe out, see if you can relax any tension in your forehead, release the tightening of the muscles around your eyes, the muscles of your jaw. See if you can let into your awareness a sense of softening, a feeling of softness at your face, a bit of relaxation, a feeling of ease and comfort. So coming back to the breath, breathing out, deepening the sense of release, without putting in any effort, simply give permission, simply just allow your body to gradually release the tension, the tightness. Allow your mind to release the different things that preoccupy you, thinking of the past or future, daydreaming, fantasy, some ongoing inner commentary. So all these are very normal activities of the mind. And as you breathe out, see if you can, if you like, release those words, let the images go with the breath. So allow this process of settling deeply into your meditation to continue on its own. And now we're going to begin the actual meditation of tongling, taking and giving. So you can decide to start with yourself or start with someone close to you. In either way, either case, just bring that person to mind. If you can, see if you can bring forth a visual image of yourself or the other person. The easy way is to recollect a recent encounter, maybe of yourself in the mirror or with another person, the last conversation you have with that person. And then we begin by taking, breathing in, breathe in and let in maybe a tiny share of the other person's unhappiness, pain, difficulties. Give it a form, dark smoke, fumes, or whatever, depending on your imagination. Breathe that in with the breath. Let it flow towards your heart to bring forth a compassionate response. May you be free from your suffering and the causes of suffering. So coming back to the breath, return your focus on the person you are meditating on. And each time when you feel yourself breathing in, see if you can take in a tiny amount of that darkness, of that unhappiness, that flows into your heart. You don't necessarily have to feel anything. You don't necessarily have to respond in any fixed way. Simply be willing to just follow that visualization and practice taking in, taking on another person's suffering, or could even be your own share of suffering. And then when you feel like it, you can switch and focus on the out-breath. Now as you breathe out, imagine you breathe out something radiant and bright, something that comes from within you, from within your heart, sharing a bit of your happiness, your good fortune, your good karma. Give that the form, could be brightness, could be warmth, could be a feeling of spaciousness, and imagine that flow out and flow into that person, feeling his or her body and mind, uplifting them, bringing them joy, happiness, good fortune, healing. So coming back to the breath again and again, if you do get distracted, and alternate between the two movements, focus on taking in with the in-breath for a while, switching over to giving with the out-breath, and allow the meditation to help you stay connected, be it with your own unhappiness, your own difficulties, or someone else suffering. Keep your heart open and see if you can train yourself to respond with compassion and loving kindness. So I'm going to keep quiet now and allow you to meditate in silence. And then finally, sometimes it's good to conclude the meditation on a positive note. So if you can, see if you can imagine the image of the person in front of you starts to transform. Imagine that you have managed to relieve them of at least a part of their share of suffering. You have somehow managed to bring something positive into their experience. So see if you can imagine a happier version of the person in front of you, be it yourself or whoever you have been focusing on. Just in your mind's eye, see if you can see someone who is a bit happier, a bit less depressed, less anxious. And we can dedicate all the energy, the attention we put into this meditation, dedicate that positive momentum towards the person, that may you truly be able to be free from your suffering, your problems and their causes, that you may be able to find happiness, peace, healing, as well as the causes of those happiness. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.